on different shades of hair color with our virtual try-on tool at madison-reed.com. With our 100% money-back guarantee, you can shop with total confidence and experience gorgeous, shiny, multi-dimensional, healthy-looking hair color. Visit madison-reed.com to find your perfect shade and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code CARE. That's code CARE. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0808 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0808. Enjoy.
Join SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio in supporting the Lucas Cup Pro-Am, raising funds to fight diabetes. The event will take place March 30th at the Bonita Bay Club in North Naples, with some of your everyday favorites on PGA Tour Radio, along with players from the PGA Tour and LPGA Tour. On March 29th, come to the Pairings Party, hosted by PGA Tour Radio's host, Mark Lai, and the Time to Let It Fly exhibition, with some of the longest hitters on the planet. Go to thelucascupfoundation.com to learn more.
From maintenance to marketing, our business is keeping your business healthy and you on the road. SiriusXM's Road Dog Trucking Radio.
Now, back to Women in Trucking on SiriusXM's Road Dog. Here's your host, CEO of the Women in Trucking Association, Ellen Voya.
We're talking about finances today, and I've got Ray Lucia, who is an author. He had his own radio show, TV, very well known, and one of the top financial planners. And so we want to hear from you. And if you have a comment, I want to hear from drivers. Do you use a credit card at the pump, a debit card, or do you have a company card? What are you using when you're paying for fuel, especially the owner operators? And those of you who are company drivers, how are you paying your expenses? Call us at 888-876-2336. So Ray, we were talking about credit cards and credit card, debit cards, or paying for cash. Aren't there some protections built into a credit card? So if I use, like, I don't use a debit card online, I'll use a credit card online.
Yeah, and that's smart because obviously you are protected. And online is becoming more and more frightening every day with these data breaches that we've seen in multiple industries, millions, tens of millions of people data being absconded with by crooks, essentially. But yes, you are protected. If you're buying anything online, I would recommend using a credit card. Because remember, you're protected up to like $50. So the worst they can do is nail you for $50. The other thing is, if you pay cash or you use a debit card, you don't have time to dispute anything. If there's something that goes wrong, or if you bought something online and it comes to you and it doesn't work or whatever, a credit card can protect you. The debit card, some of them do come with protections nowadays, but the money's already gone from your account. So I would recommend using a credit card, but I'd also recommend being disciplined enough to pay that credit card off at the end of every month. I mean, you really have got to do that because the interest rates that are being charged today are outrageous. Back when, you know, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau came to fruition, they thought it was going to be better for consumers. But what really happened is interest rates went up because the banks needed to make more money. So now, you know, you're seeing average interest rates at 14, 16, 18, 20, 24, 28%, especially if you don't pay your bills on time. It's really, really critical that you just pay those doggone things off and don't pay finance charges.
Right. And all those fees, the banks are adding on fees as well. I know that when you use an ATM, a lot of times you get charged a fee. So it's better to take out bigger chunks than to take little chunks out consistently, because you're going to be paying those fees, right?
Yeah, or get a bank that if you use their ATM network that doesn't charge you a fee. I was in Las Vegas not too long ago, and I went to one of those ATMs because I went there with no cash, which was a dumb move because in Las Vegas, they've got you. You're a captive audience, and I forget what the fee was, but I was outraged.
Oh, at the ATM, you mean?
Yeah, the ATM in the casinos is just ridiculous.
Well, that's because they know
the same token, you know, I took my family to Orlando for Thanksgiving this year. Not my whole family, but my two daughters and granddaughter and all that. And we had a brilliant time. It was wonderful. The weather was perfect. Everything was great. And I used miles from my credit cards, including my American Express, mostly my American Express, that have to be paid every single month, and it almost covered all of the airfare for five of us. So you can get these rewards. Banks are being more and more competitive with the rewards. You can go to like creditcards.com and then check out which are the best ones with the lowest fees and the best rewards. I have a friend that's a dentist. Actually, he's a retired dentist now, but he used to take his whole office to Hawaii once a year because he paid all of his bills with a credit card. Now, this is not a pitch for credit card usage. This is a pitch for individuals that have discipline that can use the credit card effectively. If you don't have that level of discipline, then put a wad of cash in your bank and be on a cash basis.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the biggest problems is people don't have that discipline and they're not thinking 30 days in advance. Let's talk about credit scores, Ray. What is a credit score? And what is a FICO score? I mean, that's the same thing, right?
Yeah, the FICO is the Fair Isaacs Credit, or Fair Isaacs Company. They created the credit scores. And unfortunately, credit scores today, Ellen, have become the holy grail of finance. And self-employed individuals have really a more difficult time keeping their credit scores up because of exactly what you mentioned earlier and why I recommended having a bigger stash of cash than just a couple of months emergency fund, because the minute you don't pay your bills on time, the credit score goes down, and you got to keep that credit score up because it'll affect everything from getting a mortgage, an automobile loan, even getting a job nowadays. They run your FICO score. Now, here's the way the credit scores work, and this is important to understand because they move almost on a weekly or daily basis. Payment history is the most important aspect of a credit score. 35% of your score is, do you pay your bills on time? Historically, have you paid your bills on time? You really have to get your bills paid, and pay them a few days or a few weeks if possible early, so you never get 30 days behind, because when you do, it dings your score. How much you owe is the second one. About 30% of your credit score depends on how much you owe on those credit cards and other installment loans and so forth. How long you've had that credit accounts for 15%. Your credit mix, whether it's retail credit card accounts, installment loans, mortgages, and so forth, is about 10%. And opening up new cards is about 10%. So obviously, paying your bills on time is the most important way to keep your credit score high. And today, mortgages, the mortgage interest rates can vary as much as 1% or more, depending on what that credit score is. So if you're thinking about buying a house or trading up to a bigger and better place, you really got to focus on that credit score.
Interesting. You know, I know that one of the, you know, the FICO things is how long you've had a credit card. And I think it's crazy, but back in high school, I got what they called Standard Oil credit card. And then it went to Amoco, and now it's BP. I've had that credit card since high school, and I won't give it up because it shows longevity, shows that I've paid it off every month. Not that I use it every month, but I thought that was funny that, you know, on the credit card, it says proud member since whatever it was. You know, it's just crazy.
But yeah, and you know what's interesting about that, and you shouldn't give it up. In fact, you probably shouldn't give up any credit cards except those that have really high fees. But you've got to think twice especially if you're in the market to get a loan. If you're not, you can over time mitigate the drop in score by paying your bills off on a timely basis and so forth. But one of the things to remember is the credit usage. The Fair Isaacs company, the credit scoring firms, don't like maxed out credit cards. If you have a $5,000 limit on two cards, and one of the limit, you know, one of them has, you know, $4,000 on it, and the other one has zero on it, you ought to get both of them down under, you know, 20-30%, if possible, because that will affect your score. That one card that's 80% levered will impact your score, whereas a card that's 20 or 30% levered will not impact the score, or at least not impact it nearly as much. So paying attention is the best thing to do. And the good news is each year you get a chance to get your credit score from the three credit agencies, the TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax. Go to annualcreditscore.com, I think, and you can get a free credit report each year. Just go to one of the main, and you can do this like every 4 months. You can get an update on your credit score at no cost. That's a federal law now. So everybody can keep tabs on their credit that way.
Interesting. And they should keep tabs on their credit because it does affect everything. So when you were talking about paying off credit cards, is it good to have a number of credit cards and spread your debt across them, or should you get rid of some of the little ones or the high interest ones?
Well, I wouldn't run out and get rid of any cards if you're right now, if you're in the market to buy a home or a car or something that's going to be a FICO score dependent. Now, with an American Express, and again, I learned this the hard way, usually you pay your American Express bill off at the end of every month. But if it's the middle of the month and you use your American Express, like my friend I was telling you about paid all of his bills, or if a trucker pays all of their gasoline charges on, say, an American Express card, even if they pay it off at the end of the month, if they run that credit score at the middle of the month, it's going to show that they owe a bunch of money. So if you're in the market for a mortgage or a car loan or something that's going to impact your credit score, you may want to pay the credit debt down on an interim basis. Don't wait till the end of the month. Most every one of them now allow you to go online and make payments in the middle of the month to get the score down. I mean, to get the debt down so the score goes up. And that's sort of a tip that I learned the hard way. And now my wife actually pays the bills, but she'll go in if we go on a trip or something like that to make sure we have credit limits. She'll make sure we have zero debt on the credit cards before we go on a trip. So it can't be questioned if you're renting a car or going into a hotel, et cetera, et cetera. But that credit score is affected on an ongoing basis. So paying interimly can be very effective.
Interesting. We're talking with Ray Lucia. We're talking about finances. And Ray, we're going to take a break, but when we come back, let's talk about taxes. A lot of our listeners are owner-operators, as I mentioned, self-employed. Let's talk about how self-employed individuals can save on their tax bills. So we're going to take a quick break. We want to hear from you, 888-876-2336, 888-ROAD-DOG. This is Ellen Boya on the Women in Trucking Show.
How will your trucking company do in 2020? Many struggled in 2019. Stay busy and secure your future by switching to a driving job with Schneider. Schneider is a proven leader that's 85 years strong. A big enough company where your family knows you'll have work you can count on, so they can count on you. Driving jobs to fit your lifestyle. Newer equipment and tech for your comfort. Reliable earnings for your peace of mind. Find a great job and make the move today at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? And have you thought about taking a supplement to improve your memory, but would like to hear from a pharmacist first? Now there is good news. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand, so you can safely take care of yourself with confidence. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. 2019 Pharmacy Times survey. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, it's me.